This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We started the show with jobs, so now we're going to end the show with jobs. Kinda. Granted, it's been a long while since I actually used LinkedIn for anything beyond just out of curiosity, but the last time I checked, LinkedIn was a place to put your best professional foot forward in search of a job, wasn't it? Well, here is a status update on how people are using it now. They're using it too much, perhaps, and also perhaps too personally. Laura Kelly is a business reporting fellow at the New York Times. Laura, thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me.
So look, I'm going to get straight to it. How did, as the headline of this piece says, how did LinkedIn become a place to overshare? I mean, aren't there plenty of places to overshare there where you don't have to do it?
Yeah, that's a great question. And something that I was so curious about, I just personally over the last several months have noticed in my own LinkedIn feed, people posting everything from crying selfies to posts about illnesses and personal challenges. And I think that a big part of this was people were working from home, people were seeing their kids in the background of calls. So it really is a shift that people are posting about things like burnout and mental illness and some of the more personal challenges that are affecting their work.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I can get the post about burnout, right? Because that's completely germane and relevant to the professional environment these days. And, you know, it happens everywhere, right? I guess the question is, what does LinkedIn, the executives say about it, because fundamentally they have to run a business and they need to be attuned to how their users are feeling about their experiences on their platform, right?
Definitely. You know, LinkedIn is walking a pretty fine line here. Their executives are neither encouraging nor discouraging personal posts. They've definitely noticed a spike in personal posts, but they're not, like I said, really encouraging or discouraging. Interestingly, something that they are doing is trying to build up LinkedIn as a content creation site. They have this new program they started last year called the Content Creator Accelerator Program, and they're recruiting influencers and providing them support to post, ideally about topics like leadership or things that are sort of traditionally more relevant to LinkedIn.
So basically, they're looking for virality, just like every other user of every other social network is, right?
You know, that's a good question. So actually, Daniel Roth, who's the editor-in-chief of LinkedIn, told me that they sometimes get worried when they see things going viral. So again, it's this sort of fine line. That being said, creators and people on the site are noticing that they're getting benefits from going viral. One person who was in the Content Creator Accelerator program, an influencer who works under the name Natalie Rose, and she told me that when she posted a crying selfie about anxiety and some of the stresses of being an influencer, it went totally viral. It got millions of impressions, and it led her to get some business opportunities.
So it worked, right? I mean, so in that case, I guess it worked. And that's, so it's good that she did that for her.
Yeah, it served her purposes, it sounds like.
All right, so look, this is why I should have done a little reporting before I got in the studio with you, and I should have gone on your LinkedIn profile and checked out what you checked out what you've posted. Where are you on the personal professional boundary on this thing?
Personally, I basically just use LinkedIn to post about my articles.
Right.
So it was definitely fun to post this particular article on LinkedIn when it came out.
What kind of buzz did you get? Have you gotten reactions?
I would say I've got a sort of normal amount of engagement. Huh. You know, a few people said congrats, and people from my high school liked it, and that sort of thing.
Laura Kelly, she is a business reporting fellow at the New York Times. She wrote a big piece about LinkedIn and how it's the new Facebook, kind of, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, Laura, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for having me on. This has been fun.